Did any of you bring your Bible? Did any of you bring a Bible this morning? You brought your Bible? This is my Bible. And I have been bringing it with me to church since I was 9 years old. It was given to me when I was 9 years old for perfect attendance in Sabbath school class. And I bring it with me every week when I go to Sabbath school. And I wanted to read something out of my Bible to you. It's found in Exodus chapter 15. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and thou wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians. You know, there's a concept in this verse in the Bible about God saying he will put none of the diseases upon us. And I want to simplify it. I want to simplify this concept, but it's going to take an open mind. You're going to have to be open-minded, and you're going to have to watch carefully what I'm about to do in order for this concept to be simplified. This morning, I've brought a friend with me. And this is my friend right in this bowl. It's a real goldfish, and his name is Henry. And you know, Henry eats what he's supposed to eat. You know, he's in the environment that he's in right now. Most of the time, he's in a very much bigger place. He lives in a horse water tank, and he has grass around him, and he eats what he's supposed to eat. Do you know that? He just eats what he's supposed to eat. And he has his own built-in filter system, you know, and he breathes in the water. Okay, I need you to step back just a little bit from the table. Okay, so this is Henry, and this is Frank. And Frank is in this bowl. And this is what we do. You see, Henry eats what he's supposed to eat, but I'm going to show you with Frank what we do. Let's have a few chips. Oh, yes. Maybe a few more. You know, it's really hard to eat just one barbecued potato chip, isn't it? Oh, you know, maybe a few cookies. That would be good. Yeah, why not a few cookies? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and we can't. We can't forget the Twinkies. Oh. You know, let's have some Twinkies. Let me grab a towel. Oh. Can't forget the sugar. Need plenty of sugar.
It's starting to stink.
Oh. Oh, something else.
Oh, no, what is that?
Something else.
Coffee.
What?
Coffee.
Why is there coffee in a fishbowl?
Coffee. That's
just
weird.
Oh, might as well have a soda while we're about it.
Soda.
Yep. Let's have some soda. Oh, but you know. He's starting to have a little bit of disease. Look, he's not even floating upright anymore. He's having disease. You know what? Probably he just needs a cigarette.
Cigarettes are really bad for you.
He probably just needs a cigarette.
Well, he's happy now.
You know, he's starting to have some disease. Some disease. And he's coughing. Oh, cough syrup. Let's give him some cough syrup. That should help.
He's upside down like he's dead. He's upside down like he's dead.
You know what the problem is now? He's not coughing. He's not coughing now. Now that we gave him the cough syrup, he's not coughing. But you know what the problem is now? He doesn't even know he's got a problem. Because he's not coughing.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Well, You know, maybe what he really needed was, maybe really all he had was a headache. Maybe he needs some aspirin. That should work, right?
Oh,
or maybe he just had an upset stomach. We could give him some Tums. Maybe that will help.
Look at the other fish. He's
now I want to ask you something. If we really wanted to help this fish, if we really wanted to help that fish, should we give this fish some more medication, or should we change the water?
Change the water.
Change the water. Do you know that anybody with a thinking brain would know, change the water?
Yes.
This is what I want you to remember.
That's why you always need to clean the water, and sometimes if you have a fish tank, it's all a filter.
This is what I want you to remember, boys and girls. Your body is like your own personal goldfish bowl. Your body is like your own personal goldfish bowl. And if you eat the right things, you won't get disease. And we all know that if we put Henry in there, Henry would die, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He would die. And so I want you to remember that.
What about putting Frank in that one?
Well, he might swim upright again, I'm not sure. But we know that Henry would die if we put him in there. So I want you to remember that Jesus is concerned about what you do. And he wants you to diligently follow all the instructions that he's given you, and then you won't get the diseases that the Egyptians got. Okay, you can go back to your seats now.
Okay, that's just...
And be sure to pick up the offering baskets.
Okay.